Our scripture today is Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Let's pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I'm an only child, which may or may not be new information to you, depending on how long you've known me or my family. And while my parents did their absolute best to make sure I always had a friend or they were always around, I still felt very alone for most of my childhood. You see, many of the friends that I had siblings, and I figured a sibling equals a live-in friend. And yes, I am now aware as an adult that siblings don't always get along. But as a kid, I figured sibling equals live-in friend. Kid logic. While I didn't have siblings, there was a time when I didn't feel very alone, and that's when I was with my cousins. I have a ton of cousins. And we were all very close. I still even text some of them, like once a week. And now, I have a sister and a brother-in-law by marriage, who are the best aunt and uncle to my little girl. And there was one other place I didn't feel alone as a child, and that was church. Obviously, I mean, you didn't expect me to stand up here and talk about my struggles and reminisce about my childhood without bringing it back to church, did you? You know me better than that, friends. I have spent time in three main churches. The one in Indiana that I grew up in as a child. I attended Sunday school there, and I was very close to my Sunday school teacher. And one day I may or may not have shared some personal family information in class. Whoops! First Presbyterian Church in Wanakee, where I was married, and my little girl was baptized. You see, my mother-in-law is the business administrator over there and attends. My grandparents-in-law attend over there. My husband is their IT person and volunteers and attends over there, and my daughter attends most of their children's programs, if not all. In fact, she's usually there on Sunday morning, so the only reason she's here today is because I'm preaching. See, I may not know any or a lot of the members by name or by sight, but man, they sure as heck know who I am. And of course, this church, Crossroads United Methodist Church. See, I've been a member here since I've been attending here since I was 8 years old and about that high. And now, I work here 4 days a week in an office that was once my mom's. And this church has given me a plethora of church moms and a ton of friends. God doesn't put us on this earth to be alone our entire lives. How many times have we heard, "No man or woman is an island"? Or, "It takes a village to raise a child." Or, "We're all in this together." Don't get me wrong. Some alone time is good. Sometimes you need time away from other people for quiet inward reflection. And sometimes, if that quiet inward reflection looks like you're taking a nap, that's perfectly okay too. But even then, you're not truly alone, because God is with you. The last verse of today's scripture is, and I am with you always to the end of the age. I am with you always to the end of the age. God is with us always, which is a lesson I've started teaching my little girl. Because at an early age, my daughter started not liking being in her room alone at night. And trust me, I get it, it's not fun for a kid. Or even adult, if I'm being perfectly transparent up here. So I started teaching her that even when she feels alone in her room, God is with her. And I think she's starting to get it. Even to the point of asking if my mother-in-law was going to be okay in our house when we left for school one morning. And then quickly following that question up with, she's okay, God is with her. Yeah, that kid is adorable and sweet. God is there to help. One of my favorite things to watch and rewatch and rewatch and rewatch and rewatch is a show called The West Wing. I mean, seriously, just ask my family and friends after service. I can and do quote from it often. And yes, the jokes are still funny, even after seeing them a few hundred times. It was a great show that balanced humor and serious topics. One of the main characters, Josh, goes through a traumatic event and is having trouble handling it. His mentor, Leo, imparts some wisdom in the form of this story. This guy's walking down the street when he falls in a hole. The walls are so steep he can't get out. A doctor walks by, and the guy says, "Hey, doc, I'm down in this hole, help me out." Doctor writes a prescription, throws it down in the hole, moves on. Next, a priest walks by, and the guy goes, "Hey, father, I'm down in this hole, can you help me out?" Priest writes a prayer on a little piece of paper, throws it down in the hole, walks on by. Next comes by a friend. "Hey, Joe, I'm down in this hole, can you help me out?" The friend says, "Sure," jumps down in the hole with the guy. And then our guy says, "Are you an idiot? Now we're both in this hole." And the friend says, "Yeah, but I've been down here before. I know the way out." God puts friends in our lives to help us feel not so alone. The disciples were a scrappy, ragtag group of mostly men who probably felt kind of alone and scared after Jesus' death and resurrection. And if you've ever had a close group of friends who have been through things together, and a member of that group leaves, either by their choice or not, you go through a time when you feel kind of alone. And maybe some feelings of doubt start creeping in. How could they leave me? But then you remember you're part of something bigger. You're part of a group that can support each other and be there for each other, a group of people for you to fall back on. God puts people in our lives to help us. We are not alone. One of my favorite musicals indicates this quite clearly. And Breathe Easy Family, I'm not actually going to sing. To paraphrase the song, "No One Is Alone," sometimes people leave you halfway through the woods. Others may deceive you. You decide what's good. You decide alone, but no one is alone. Nothing's quite so clear now. Feel you've lost your way. But you are not alone. No one is alone. Believe me, truly. You move just a finger, say the slightest word. Something's bound to linger. Be heard. This is the story in Into the Woods, which is about a group of people who happen to be common fairy tale characters, going into the woods with their own goals and their own motives, and learning that they have to work together to get out. That even when you feel alone, there is someone there to help you. Sometimes, that person is God himself. One of my favorite poems, or I guess it's more of a story, is Footprints in the Sand by Margaret Fishbeck Powers. One night I dreamed a dream. I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints, one belonging to me and one belonging to my Lord. When the last scene of my life shot before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and there was only one set of footprints. I realized that this was at the lowest and saddest times of my life. This always bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about my dilemma. Lord, you told me when I decided to follow you that you would walk with me all the way. But I am aware that during the most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I just don't understand why when I needed you most, you would leave me. And he whispered, my precious child, I love you. I will never leave you. Never, ever. During your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. When we're going through things, when we feel we're alone and God left us out there to fail and he is not with us, we are alone. That's in fact when he's with us the most, carrying us until we feel like we can walk again. There is always someone who has been where you are. I've been down here before, I know the way out. And you always have a friend. God is there for you, even if he is silent. It was then I carried you. No one is alone. Believe me, truly. You move just a finger, say the slightest word. Something's bound to linger. Be heard. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. I am with you to the end of the age. No one is alone. Amen and amen.